We are in the middle of a series of Mishnayos called the Ein Beins, right? We are now talking about we're talking about a Zav and a Zava. No? Everybody remembers what a Zav and a Zava is? Okay. A Zav is a man who has seen seminal emissions, right? Not in any way optionally, meaning not only did he not want to see it, and not only did he not want to ejaculate in any fashion, but he also didn't do anything to cause it. So he didn't eat a lot of food before, because that can cause that, or he didn't, you know, he didn't drink a lot of alcohol before, things like that. Yeah, he didn't look at something that maybe he shouldn't have looked at. Right? I'm talking about something that happens legamri onso, that he has absolutely no control over it, it's a disease. Right? If this happens to him twice, 2 days in a row, right, then he's a Zav Sherosh Deiriyot, and he needs to go to Bitovel where? Sorry? Where? Mayan. Right, in the spring. Right, if he saw 3 Re'iyot, he disciplined him 3 days in a row, then he not only needs to do a Tefillah in the spring, he also needs to bring a Korban. Right?
The problem is that the Korban is still part of it.
I mean, if he wants to become Tahor, yes, but since there's no real meaning to Tumah and Tahara these days, we're all Tameh Meis in any case, well, Meis and nobody really does this. Okay? The case where it's relevant is maybe a Kohen in Chutz La'aretz, because in Chutz La'aretz he can eat Truma if he doesn't have this affecting to it, but I don't want to consider. Basically, no, is the answer to your question. Okay, a Zava is a woman who is menstruating at the wrong time of month. Meaning what? Right, there are 7 days, right, in which it is normal for a woman to menstruate. That's when a woman gets her period. After that, after the end of those 7 days, if she gets her period again within the next 11 days, that's viewed as too close together. My apologies. That is viewed as too close together, right? Again, if this happens, it is a disease. Thank goodness in modern medicine it can be cured, right? If a woman menstruates over a course of 3 days during that 11-day period, right? Then she's called a Zava, right? She needs to go to mikveh, not to a mayan, yeah? And a korban, does she bring korban? Does she not bring korban? Sorry? Yeah, she brings a korban, right? She needs to bring a korban to become fully tahor. The other concept that's relevant here is called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, right? A Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is a woman who has seen blood within those 11 days, less than 3 days, right? She saw blood on the first day or even for 2 days. She can go to mikveh and she comes tahor without bringing a korban. But if she waits 3 days, then she has to count 7 clean days, 7 days without seeing any blood, and then she has to go to the mikveh and then she can bring the korban. Okay? Everybody understands?
Yeah.
Any questions? Valdek. Okay. Can somebody just update me as to exactly which line we got up to? We're on Chesamad Aleph at the bottom?
No, just.
We're on Beis at the top?
We'll go to the second line, Shiva.
What's the second line? Read the words. I don't have the same
line.
Sorry? Oh, Shiva, right? So. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Techiach, right? Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, right, will prove that the din is true, right? That there's no necessary link between the fact that you are Tommy for 7 days and that without and not able to go to the mikveh for over the course of 7 days, and yet you can still be what's called Metame Mishkav Moshav. You generate, right? Any seat you sit on and any bed you lie on will become Tommy, and it'll become what's called an Avatoma, meaning it's capable of causing other things to become Tommy as well, right? Right? Those two have no link because the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is only Tame for how many days? What did we say? For 1 day, right? Until tomorrow. And yet, even so, she'll make a chair that she sits on Tame, and she'll make a bed that she lies down on Tame. Right? Even if she's not actually touching it. Right? Ve'af atal tifnal zeh, she'af al pishem atame mishkav u'moishav le'yeta'un sefvira shiva. Right, and therefore you shouldn't wonder about Azav, right? Who, even though he's matame mishka or moshav, he will be matame. He will cause a seat that he sits on to become tame. He'll cause a bed that he lies down on to become tame. Right, But he shouldn't have to count out 7 days. Yeah? Talmud lemar, mizoivoy, vesafar. Therefore, the Torah said mizoivoy from his zav, from the fact that he is, you know, ejaculating uncontrollably. Vesafar, and he should count, right? Miksasevovesafar, he's not a full zav, and he still has to count, right? That tells us that a zav who only saw over 2 days, not over 3, right, still has to count 7 clean days. Parenthetically, how does he know if he saw on any given day? How does he know if any ejaculant came out? Remember, it's a disease. He doesn't necessarily notice it. It's not necessarily large quantities. So he would wear, in Chazatam Chazal, they didn't wear underwear. But he would actually wear a specially designed underwear that was intended to catch anything that came out. Right? That way he would be able to know for sure if something came out or not. Eh? The discussion is he allowed to wear that on Shabbos when he goes outside the house if there's no air. Okay? Right. Amar le Rav Papa l'Abaye. Abaye said, Rav Papa said to Abaye, Maishna hai mizoivoy demirami bei zav bal shtei riyos. Maishna hai mizoivoy demimad bei zav bal shtei riyos. What is the difference between the time when we say mizovo, and that comes to include a zav who has only seen over 2 days, right, for the purpose of counting 7, right? How is that distinct from the case when we say mizovo to exclude a zav who has only seen over 2 days from what does a zav who has only seen 2 days not do? Bring a korban, right? What's the difference between these two? The same word in the pasuk is being used in the opposite way. Why? Right? Amarle, the answer was Isalka Daita Chai Lemeuti Udasa Lishtikramine. Right? So if you really, really, really thought, right, that it comes to exclude if you really thought that the mizovo that we're saying comes to include him for counting 7 days, right? If you thought that were to come to exclude him from counting 7 days, then the pasuk should have said nothing. It was, what are we saying? You wouldn't have known, if it hadn't said mizovo v'safar, you wouldn't have ever known that a zav who's only seen over 2 days has to count 7 clean days. Right? So obviously mizovo doesn't come to tell you that he doesn't have to count 7 clean days, because if it wasn't for mizovo, you wouldn't have ever even asked the question if he does have to. Right? You would have just assumed he didn't. Yeah? Therefore, mizovo must come to include him for counting in 7 clean days. Everybody follow the drasha? Yes? Okay? And if you'll say you can learn it in a Kal V'Chomer from where? Where can you learn in a Kal V'Chomer? Right? How can, if he's able to make a seat and a bed Tomei, then he should definitely be forced to count 7 clean days, remember? Right? Then, right, Shomeres Yom Keneg Yom, a woman who has seen only 1 or 2 days of menstruation in the wrong time of month, will prove that has nothing to do with waiting, with counting 7 days, because she doesn't have to. Yeah? Everybody still following? Vechisem, and if you were to say, Hai mi baile mi zoivoy, veloi mi nigoy, mizovoy lamali. So it says, and if you were to say that, no, what do you need mizovoy for? You need mizovoy for a completely different reason, right? You need it to teach that, excuse me, counting the 7 clean days is relevant to a zav and not to tzaras. You don't have to wait until the taras is gone and then count 7 clean days. That you do not have to do. Right? And it was teaching us that this, all of the dinim, all the halachis that we're talking about here are only relevant to Zav. Metame Mishkav and Moshev and counting 7 clean days and all the rest is only relevant to Zav and not to a Metzorah. Right? Then, once again, right, it should have just said V'chi Tarat Zav when the Zav becomes Tamei. The Lishtik, and it shouldn't have said Mizoivoi. Right? V'chi Tarat Zav means the Zav became Tahor. He's not saying anything anymore. You don't have to add Mizoivoi. Why Mizoivoi? Limeid al Zav, Balshtei Riyu, Shaton Sphira Shiva. That comes to teach us that a Zav, who has only been seen for 2 days, that even though he doesn't bring a Korban, he still has to count 7 clean days before he can go to the Mayan and become Tahor. Okay? Everybody follows? Any questions? I had a little while ago a teacher of rhetoric who said that the more complicated the material you're teaching is, the longer you should wait to ask for questions, as it might say a bit that somebody's actually taking a little while just to digest the information. We good? Can I continue? Okay. Next up, Mishnah. Okay, the Torah talks about two different types of Metzorah. Right? A Metzorah is somebody who has Saras. Saras is commonly translated as leprosy. It is not leprosy. Right? Why is it not leprosy?
Because it's obviously to your skin.
So Saras can exist in your beard, in your hair, on a house, in a beged. Very good, that's one reason. Why not? What's the other reason? How do we know that even Saras of the skin is for sure not leprosy? Saras is a miracle. It doesn't come because you've got a disease. It comes because you spoke Lashon Hara, or you were Mavatal Torah, or you were an arrogant person, or whatever. Like Maran Shabbos has a whole list of things that Saras comes from.
You could be given leprosy.
What?
Could be the punishment could be that you're given leprosy.
I think Einenu Roa said everybody who has leprosy, Lav Dafka, has done one of these sins.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Right? So, but anyways, it looks like leprosy, right? There is no difference between a Metzorah, what's a Metzorah called? A Metzorah Muskar and a Metzorah Mukhak. A Metzorah Muskar, when the Torah says that when a person first gets Saras, then what he has to do is he gets shut up in his house for a week. Right? And at the end of the week, the Kohen will come and see what the story is. If the Saras has gotten bigger, then he becomes what's called a Metzorah Mukhak. He gets kicked out of town until he gets better. Right? If the Taras has stayed the same size, then the Kohen leaves him in the house another week, in quarantine for another week to see what'll happen. If he got smaller, then he's Tahor. It doesn't have to go away altogether, it just has to get smaller. Okay? So, there is no difference between a Metzora Mukhlat and a Metzora Muskar. They have exactly the same halachis, except for, right, one difference, right? A Metzorah Mukhlat, right, somebody who has been established conclusively as Saras and he's been kicked out of town until such time as he gets better, right? He must tear his clothes and he must allow his hair to grow long. He can't have a haircut. Right? Why?
For a full week.
What?
For a full week.
Until he becomes Torah. Right? Cutting his hair is part of the process of Tara. So until he becomes Tara, however long that may take. It can take a long time. Right? Why? The Ramban al-Tara says because he's in mourning for himself. Right? It's as though he died, and so he's in mourning for himself, literally. Right? So he tears his clothes like an Avel, and he lets his hair grow long like an Avel. Okay? Should be noted that many of the halachas of Matzora parallel the halachas of Tumas Mace as well. Right? If he enters the house, everything in the house becomes Tamei and things like that. Okay? There's no distinction whatsoever between somebody who became Tahor after being shut up in a house and somebody became Tahor after being kicked out of town until he gets such time as he gets better, except that the one who was forced to leave the house, right, he must shave all of his hair off, right? Since he grew it, he now has to shave it off. And he brings, as part of the Korban Tara, he brings Sipporim, he brings birds. Okay? Ha le'inyan shiluach etuma zeh vezeh shavim. Okay. The Gemara says, when it comes to somebody who, the fact that he's not allowed to live within Yerushalayim, right? And the fact that he is Tameh, right? With the full regular tumah that a matzora has, like I said, which is basically parallel to a tamei mace, they are exactly the same. Right? Menani, Mili, how do you know that? The Sani Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, right? Kame de Rav Huna, because Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak taught in front of Rav Huna, v'tiaro akohen mispachasi, v'chibes begadav v'tahir, tahor mifriyo frima, de meikara. Right, it says when he will become and the Kohen will declare him to be Tahar. Right, the Kohen will say that the Taras was not really Taras because it shrunk, it didn't get bigger. Right, Mispachas, it's like Mispachas, it's a disease, but it's not, it's a skin disease, but it's not, or whatever, it's something in the hair, something, right? It's a disease, but it's not full Taras, right? Vechibetadav, and he'll wash his clothes, it means he has to go to mikveh, and his clothes need to be taken to mikveh as well to become Tahar, right? Vitaher, and he'll become tahor. This tahor vitaher, it doesn't say vaitar. It's not phrased as an active verb, right? Vitaher is a passive usage. So it's saying, and he will be tahor. He won't have to do anything else. He won't have to grow his hair long. He won't have to rip his clothes, right? Demikara, all the things that are part of dinner. He only has part of the dinner mitzora. Which part does he have? The tumah. Okay. Amarli Rava, Rava said, Elamata Gabezav, the Sivichibes Vedavita Her Hassam, my Vetaher, me Ikara Ika. So it says, Rava said, if that was the Limud, right, with the Zav, when it says, Vechibes Begadav Vetaher, right. Says what Vetaher is right from the beginning, and the Taher means that doesn't have to grow his hair, he doesn't have to rip his clothes. It sounds like Taher applies while he's still Tomei, right? That makes no sense. It should be Vetaher should only be once he's already gone to mikveh, to Mayan, logically. No? Yeah? Ella, rather, Tahor Hashta Milatame Klecheres Behektish. Rather, what is the din? Now he becomes Tahor from being Metami Klecheres Behese. He becomes Tahor. One of the ways in which a Zav can make things Tame is if he leans on them. If he leans on a Klecheres, that Klecheres will become Tame. And remember, if an earthenware vessel becomes Tame, it's Tame forever. There's nothing you can do to make a Tahor except for breaking it. Right? You make it useless, then it becomes Torah because then it's not a Kli anymore. Kol od, as long as it's a useful implement, it'll be Tummy.
Like in the days when Tumah and Torah applied, how did they, I mean, it's not something that you can exactly see.
So they would, as in, basically they would break things as soon as they were Tummy. What little they needed to keep, certain things they would need to keep because everybody becomes Tummy once in a while. And you need Tummy Kalim from when you are Tummy, they keep in a special place. Break it or throw it in the mikveh or.
So there were just people breaking things everywhere.
Yeah. Depends. If it's one of the things you can make tahar, then you put it in the mikveh. If you can't make a tahar, you break it. Or put a sign on it somehow. Okay? Right. So it says, right. So now he becomes tahor. Vetaher means now he becomes tahor from making a klicheres tummy when he leans on it. Meaning, came the time tahor from the regular tuma of a matzora. That tells you that he has the full tuma of a matzora. Yeah. Afal gav de hadar chazi loy metamein lemafreya. Hachanami tahor hashta milatamei bevia. Le mafreya. Oh, sorry, I skipped a line. Did I? Oh, no, sorry, I didn't. Right. Even though, right, even though he were to see again, the Matsura was to see Taras again. Not the same bit of Taras were to grow, but a different one were to develop on his skin, right? We wouldn't decide that he'd been Tame all along. That would be a new Taras, and he'd be treated as completely new. Right? So too, he is now tahor from being matame things when he walked into a house. Right, remember, one of the ways he can be matame things is if he walks into a house and everything in the house becomes tame. So if he was to walk into the house now, and then, whoops, we see another bit of tsaras on his skin, then we wouldn't decide he's been tame all along, right? He's tame from now, right? And that means whatever was in the house previously would be okay, wouldn't be tame. Yeah? Oh dear, I'm very worried, apparently. Ella Amar Rava Rava said Mehacha. You learn it from a different way. So that's Arua Sherbo Hanega. Misha Tsaraosoi Taluya Begufoi Yatzazesh Ain Tsaraosoi Taluya Begufoi Ella Bet Yamim. Right. Rava said you learn it from a different place. The pasuk says Vehatzarua Asher Bo Hanega. Right. The tsarua who has within him the nega means the mark, right? Right. Whoever's tsaras is dependent only on him. It's not dependent on him counting days to become tahor, right? Now a matzora who's muskar, who's only we're not totally certain that it's real tsaras, so he's in his house, he hasn't been kicked out yet, right? He's counting days. He might not have the full din of Taras. Right? The Matsura, where the Taras is entirely dependent on his body, it's not dependent on counting days, it's a Matsura Mukhlat. Right? So a Matsura Mukhlat, right, he's the one who has, where the Torah said that he should grow his hair and he should rip his clothes. Nobody else has to do that. The Torah just never said that a Matsura's Muskar has to do that. Okay? Ella, rather, Amar, Abaye said, Ella me'ata. From this, Kol yemei asher anega bo yitma. Mi she tzarasa tluya begufa, hu deton shilua. Kasha ain tzarasa tluya begufa, ain ton shilua. Abaye said, you could say, again, the pasuk says that he should be excluded, right? He should be kicked out all the days. Right? He should become, make everything tummy, meaning he can't be Yerushalayim, all the days that the nigger, that this disease is in his skin. Again, you'll say the same drash. Whoever is saras, I should call a nigger, I should bow, right? So when the nigger, the disease is dependent only on him, not upon counting days, right? Which would mean that somebody's counting days would not have to be sent out of town, right? Would not have to be sent out of Yerushalayim. Yeah? And if you were to say that it's in fact the case, that what we said up until now was wrong, that he doesn't have to be sent out of Yerushalayim, based on that drash, then, if you were to say that that's actually true, no, the Mishnah said there's only two differences between a Matzora Muskar and a Matzora Mukhlat, ripping the clothes and growing the hair, but not being sent out of Yerushalayim, and not being matami things when he enters the house. Right? Amar le yemei kol yemei l'rabois metzora muskar l'shiloch. It says kol yemei asher yanega bo yitma. It could have just said the days. Why did it say all of the days? All the days came to include another case, not just the metzora mukhla, not just the metzora who's only counting, who's only waiting for his body to get better, but also the metzora muskar who's also counting days. Yeah? If that were the case, Tigzachas Vetziporim, my time alone. Then why, if that were the case, then why wouldn't he, when he becomes Tohar, right, why wouldn't he have to shave his hair and why wouldn't he have to bring the birds as part of the Korban? Right, those are also written in the same Parsha, so they should have the same halacha. So it says, Dikasani, as we have in the Braisa, Ein Ben Tohar Mitochasker, La Tohar Mitochet, Ela Tigzachas Vetziporim. The second half of the Mishnah says those two are a distinction between Mitzvah and Muskar, and Mitzvah and Mukhar after they become Tahor. Right? Yeah? Amra Baye Baye said Amakra, V'yatza Kohen El Mechutz HaMachaneh, V'nirpah Hehinei, Nirpah Neka Tzaras, Mitzvah Tzaras Eitluya Berufuiz, Yatzajese Ezeh Shein Tzaras Eitluya Berufuiz, Ela V'yamim. Baye says, no, it's from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, the Kohen will leave the Machaneh to see the Matzora Mukhlat, right? And behold, the nega, this disease of taras, this marking of taras, has been healed. Therefore, this is only talking about a taras which is dependent solely on refuah, on medicines, on being healed. It's not dependent at all on counting days. Okay, that is the answer. We have finished for the moment with things that are not part of our everyday day-to-day lives. We're now getting back to something that we are all familiar with. Ain bein svarim tefillin amizuzes ella hachas svarim nixtem v'chol lashen svarim amizuzes ain nixtem ella ashuris. There is no difference between svarim. What does svarim mean? Scrolls of Tanakh. Lav dafka sefer Torah, scrolls of Tanakh, right? There is no difference between scrolls of Tanakh and tefillin and mezuzah, right? Except that svarim can be written in any language. Right, you'll see this is a machlokes in a second, but that's what it's saying now. Right, they can be written in any language. Tefillin and mezuzah is in a niktavos el ashuris. Tefillin and mezuzah are written in not just Hebrew, in ksav ashuris, in the Torah, in the script that we use to write in the Torah. Right, and they're possible if they're written in any other script. See, in the Gemara it'll be drashos. Explain why. Okay. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel af svarin lo yitiru li shikatsu el yifanis. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, and again there'll be a drasha to prove the point, that when they said that Sifrei Torah and Svarim of Tanakh can be written in any language, they didn't mean any language. They meant one language other than Hebrew. That language is Greek. Okay? Gemara, ha, let's say from beginning, latame say adayim zevedesh shaman. Says this, when it comes to the fact that you have to sew the scrolls together using sinews from a kosher animal, and that they will be, remember we've discussed this, they make your hands tame when you touch them, right? They are exactly the same. Vesfarin. The Gemara of Esfarim, Nichtavin, Becholashen, Bechule, is it really true? It says that Tvarim can be written in any language. V'raminu, we have a contradiction. Mikroshe kasvut, mikroshe ksave targum, v'sargum she ksave mikra, uchsav ivri, ena metame se adayim, ad she kasvu, bechsav ashuris, ala sefer, uvidyo. We have a braisa that says that mikra, Torah or Svarim of Nach, if you wrote them in targum, meaning in Aramaic, a language other than Hebrew, or if you wrote the parts of Tanakh that are written in Aramaic, meaning Daniel or Ezra, right, in Hebrew, or you wrote them in a different Hebrew alphabet which no longer exists called Ksav Ivri, it's not Ksav Ashuris, the letters look completely different, right? It doesn't make your hands tummy, it's not a real Sefer of Tanakh, until it's written in Ksav Ashuris, the text that we recognize, Ala Sefer, on Klaf, right, Uvidyo, and with a particular type of ink that can never be erased, right? That is a contradiction to the din that we had in the Mishnah, yeah? Yep. Shkoyev, gentlemen, we'll continue, please, God, tomorrow. Yes.